Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast here on the David Vance podcast channel. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoy this one. If you're listening to this, you're probably using electricity. You're probably sitting in some degree of heat, some degree of light, some degree of comfort, and that's all due to the fact that those nuclear power stations are on, some of those coal-burning power stations are on, the gas power generating stations are on. If you're looking to get those resources from renewables at this point, forget it, because the wind isn't blowing very strong and the sun doesn't shine very much in parts of the UK at this point of the year. But never mind about that. Celebrities have got a better idea. I read that celebrities are calling on UK banks to stop financing fossil fuels. Yes, the esteemed geniuses such as Emma Thompson, Aisling Bea, and Stephen Fry, because they're all the same, these lot, are amongst celebrities calling on the five of the UK's biggest high street banks to stop financing new oil, gas, and coal projects. It follows criticisms that HSBC, Barclays, Santander, NatWest, and Lloyds are funding, quote, fossil fuel expansion, despite making green pledges. Businesses and charities like Greenpeace also back in the campaign. So take that. Who else have we got? We've got musicians, Brian Eno, actor Mark Rylance, Richard Curtis. Oh, yeah. These are the geniuses that have concluded that the banks have got to stop financing the only form of energy that really works. Well, that's absolutely terrific, isn't it? You know, part of me thinks, oh, I almost wish this would be the case. Stop financing effective energy resourcing. And eventually, these so-called celebrities, now, we won't be able to see them because if they perform plays, they'll be performing their plays in the dark. If they're on TV, well, the TV's going to be off because there's no power to put the TV on. So that's a benefit. But it's also, you know, it's what we saw during COVID as well, isn't it? It's the use of celebrity endorsement to advance a particular narrative. And it may be under no doubt, that this whole, oh, we've got to stop financing fossil fuels, the opposite is true. We need to be funding much and financing even more fossil fuel exploration so we can have effective energies and sustainable and reliable energy sources. I mean, people have been telling me as long as I can remember, oh, David, the oil and gas, it's about to disappear. There won't be any more of it. Rubbish. Absolute garbage. There is sufficient fossil fuel resources to fund, to provide us with the necessary energy for centuries to come if we do it properly. Is there a place for renewables? Perhaps so, but in a very modest way. And so when I get these empty heads like Aisling Bea, like Stephen Fry, and like Emma Thompson, and Richard Curtis, all piling in, you can see that they're being used to advance the whole sort of zero carbon agenda, right? They're willingly endorsing it as well. I don't think it's they don't know what's happening. They know exactly what they're doing. They're desperate to be seen to be doyens of the green agenda, which makes them, to my mind, de facto communists. They want to bring down the energy sources which provide us with all the things that we enjoy in life, and replace that with the vagaries and the inadequacies and the limitations of the renewables. But they don't care. They just want to be able to pose and posture. And that's one reason why, I mean, honestly, I repel from all these people. They revolt me. I don't see they have any point apart from being used and trying to change the opinions of people who watch them. I mean, the mistake is actually if you pay any attention to them in the first place. Happily, I don't. I couldn't care less what Stephen Fry thinks about anything. Not interested in what Richard Curtis thinks, nor do I care for Emma Thompson or Aisling, I'm ever so cute, Bea. really not keen in these people as well. I think they're all agents of the cabal in one way or another, in one way or the other. And as I say, if they get their way, then they will speed up the lights going out. And as we talk about this in January 2023, we already see, you know, the UK is now 1 million people are stupid enough to turn their electric off for an hour every night from 5 to 6 in order to save 5p. That's the kind of world that these people want us to live in, a world of darkness, a world of unreliable energy supply, a world which, frankly, is not compatible with our modern economic base. So that's why, frankly, we should just ignore them. The fact that they have that they're calling, so what? I mean, just imagine the pomposity that these individuals have as well. They think, oh, you know, let's take Santander or Lloyds. They're going to go, oh my God, Stephen Fry's not happy about us investing in energy. We've angered Richard Curtis. Truly, the gods are looking down on us. I mean, it's the arrogance of it all. It's the sublime arrogance of these lovies who think that they will determine our energy sources. Frankly, it's a pity we couldn't hook them all up to the grid, because the amount of hot air that they produce might actually just about give us a sustainable source of energy. Thank you so much for listening.